Do you use an expression like that?
I don't have.
Would you say y'all or you ones?
You all come or something like that?
Yeah. Does that sound?
Yes, uh-huh, that's the way I say it to anybody. If I'm in a crowd, you know, I said, yeah, get ready to leave, and some of my children or something, I said, y'all be a coming, something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you always use that to mean more than one person.
No, or it has to be more than one.
Yeah.
If it's just one, you come back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, suppose you were talking to a group of people. Say they'd been over at your house and they were fixing to leave and you asked them about their coats. Would you ask, where are y'all's coats or you
all's? Where's your coat at?
Yeah, but you're talking to the whole group.
Where did y'all put them?
Okay, but would you say, where are you all's coats or where are y'all's coats?
No, where are y'all's coat at? That's what I said.
And suppose there had been a party, say, and you hadn't been able to go to it. You wanted to know the people that had gone. You'd ask somebody. Would you say who all was there?
Yeah.
Or who was there?
Was the large crowd there or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. You'd ask who
was there?
Okay. Does it sound funny to say who all was there?
No.
That sounds okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And suppose there was a group of children out playing somewhere, and they obviously belonged to more than one family.
Uh-huh.
Would you ask who all's children?
I'd say, well, whose is that?
Okay. But, you wouldn't say who all's?
No.
Okay. And suppose someone had made a speech and you hadn't been able to hear the speech. You might ask afterwards, well, what? Would you say, what all did he say?
No, I'd just say, how was a speech or something?
Okay. He said, nobody else will look out for him. He said they got to look out for...
For the sale.
Okay. If nobody else will do that for him, you say he better do that.
Do his thing.
Okay. What's made of flour and baked in loaves?
Wheat.
Yeah.
You make flour out of wheat.
Yeah. But what do you make? What kind
loaf of bread? You make bread out of flour.
Okay. What's loaf bread?
Well, that's light bread made out of wheat.
Does it rise?
Sure does.
Okay. What other kinds of bread can you make?
Out of wheat?
Yeah, out of flour, yeah.
Well, I don't first one kind of nut, I reckon. Rolled bread, thing like that.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Okay. What about cornmeal? What can you make out of cornmeal?
Well, you make cornbread and... I don't know, I don't use too much meal.
Do you remember your mother making anything out of cornmeal?
Yeah, I know her and make cornmeal dumplings, you know.
What is that like?
She'd make them up a little and cook them. She'd make cornbread and she'd make a whole cake, she'd call it. She'd make bread in a skillet. She'd pat it out on a baker on the stove, old timey way, and cook it for the dogs.
For the dogs?
My daddy was a fox hunter.
What's a baker?
Baker is just a round iron thing you cook cornbread on.
You cook it on top of the stove?
Mm-hmm. You can do that on top of the stove. Yeah.
Does it have little legs on it?
No. Mm-hmm. Just flat.
Yeah. Do you ever talk about a corn pone?
Corn pone?
Uh-huh. Okay, what about corn dodger?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you think of something that you make with cornmeal and salt and water? And you just sort of ladle out on your
plate. I heard, that's sort of what you call mush.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know how to make it.
Yeah. What about something that you'd make to eat with fish?
Them hush puppies.
Yeah. How do you make those?
I don't make them.
You don't use anything with corn.
I don't care much about them.
Okay. You say there are two kinds of bread, the homemade kind. And the kind that you buy at the store, and you'd call that?
Loaf bread.
Okay. What about something that's